Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everyone. Want to welcome you all to a... Oh, man, you know, I say this every week, another exciting edition of Saturday AM Live. And this is Vance Rogers, by the way. If you're new to the line, you never joined us, we want to welcome you. And yet today is one of those calls that I can truly say it is another exciting edition. And I know the word exciting gets overused in our culture, but today is going to be a great call. So I want to encourage you, if you're able, to grab a pen and paper. You want to may jot a few notes down, a couple quotes that are shared, not from the Inferno of Knowledge, the host of the call. That'd be me. And if you're not laughing, sorry. That's a little bit of my dry sarcasm coming through there. But from our guest today, and hopefully you've taken a few minutes and watched his video address that's on www.mynikin.com. Don't do it now. You can do it after the call if you haven't. But at least you can put a face with the voice. So Jonathan Hallstrom is Nikin's new vice president of sales. And I say new. Jonathan, it's been, 3 weeks now?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, so first of all, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to do in the time that we have this morning is just to give everybody that's with us today or listen via the recording a really kind of an inside look at who our new Vice President of Sales is and the vision that you're going to bring not only to us in the field but also to the company so that around the globe, in the 40 countries where we're doing business, because it really does revolve around our world headquarters there in Irvine, California. But what is it that Jonathan's going to bring? But before we get into that, can we go back down a little bit of memory lane for you so we have an idea of who you are and you know what you've come from and how that's going to leverage into the position that you're in. So, I mean, you don't have to go much back to how much you weighed when you were born and how many times the doctor spanked you to get you to, you know, cry and all that stuff. But a little history.
Absolutely. Vance, before I jump into that, I want to let you know how much of a, how excited I am to be on Saturday AM Live this morning and how excited I am to be with all of you. I woke up with a spring in my step knowing that we get to be with our Nikin business partner. I'm really excited about what we have, and I'm really excited about what we're doing. But before we get into that, as that said, my name is Jonathan Hallstrom, and I was born 34 years ago in the great state of Hawaii. And I was born and raised out there, and even though I'm Caucasian by appearance, I think that having lived out there all my life, I think that one of the greatest attributes that I've learned is the heart and love and acceptance of the Polynesian culture. And for those of you who have not experienced the Polynesian culture, what it basically states is that the moment we meet, we're family until you prove me otherwise. And it is a large culture of acceptance, of love, and of giving and sharing and service. And that's one of the things that I've really appreciated about growing up in that culture is just I feel myself to have really grasped on to that, and that's really served me well as I've grown up. But I graduated from high school, and I wanted to see the world, and I thought that I needed to get away from the rock in the middle of the Pacific, so I moved to Europe for a couple years, where some buddies of mine and I, we traveled all over Italy for 2 years and got to know them and the culture and their experiences and whatnot, and about the age of 21, I decided it was probably time to come home and grow up, if you will. I'm 34 and I still haven't really grown up yet, but we're working on it. And so I decided that I want to go to school. Now, if you guys can put yourself in the mind of a 19, 20, 21-year-old, you want to be away from family where your parents can't tell you what to do, but you want to be close enough that if you need a Sunday dinner or a place to go laundry, you always have it. So I went up to Utah, where I had a lot of my older brothers and sisters were going up to school and married and starting their careers, and so I thought that was a good move, too. So in Utah, I got up in there, and I needed money. I was a poor person. I mean, just getting back from Europe, not having much money, all that kind of stuff, I needed a job. So in that job, I had a sister who worked in a call center who, unbeknownst to me, was actually hiring, and they had a headhunter, meaning or they had a bounty for people that hired. So my sister referred me and made $50 on the referral and didn't even tell me a thing about it. So I should have split in that $50, but she kept it all, that selfish girl. And thus, I started a call center career. Little did I know that I worked in a network marketing company. And I started to talk to distributors and help order products. And so for me, it was just a job. In fact, I didn't really know what network marketing was to the full extent. I mean, my parents have been in Rexall, and I've seen them be distributors, and I've seen, you know, other things, and I've been around it and influenced it, and I think I naturally participated in it. But the ins and outs of the business, I was kind of unaware of because I called everybody and told them I worked for a telemarketing company, which somebody really kind of set me aside and said, no, telemarketing and network marketing are very two different beasts and animals. Don't tell anybody you work for a telemarketing company. So what happened was, is, you know, for me it was just a job until early on in my career. I sat down and I talked to a distributor by the name of John. John was a really good guy up there in Utah, and we were in a program where we were giving out $500, $600, $700 bonuses for, you know, this promotion or qualification. And so I looked at him and I thought I was being cheeky and I thought I was being a little, you know, smart, if you will. And I said, hey, John, what are you going to do with your $500? You're going to go on vacation? You're going to put it towards this? You're going to put it on a down payment of, you know, whatever? And he looked at me and goes, are you kidding me? I haven't paid my car payment in 2 months. I have no food on my table. I have no gas in my car. I have no understanding or concept of, you know, of money right now. I'm desperate for money. And I'm going to use that $500 to actually live on for the next little bit.
Basically, pay his bills.
Pay his bills. And I got to be honest with you, that was like a big punch in my face. Because at that point in time, I began to understand that the field uses this income to live.
Mm-hmm.
Not to buy expensive houses or cars or show off or be gaudy. It's a real job. It's a real financial opportunity. And at that point in time, I vowed that I would never be an idiot again about network marketing. So I jumped in with two feet, and I really started learning about the industry, who we are, and I always noticed that there was always seeming to be, in every company that there is, somewhat of a gap between the corporate office and the field. Meaning, corporate office seems, you know, we should be doing one thing, and the field, the leaders in the field, always feels like maybe we should be doing another thing. And I learned early on that if I always had a focus on bridging that gap or making that communication less or more, the company and the corporate office will be more in sync and in line, I probably will always have an invaluable job in this industry.
Absolutely.
So that's what I focused on.
Okay.
That's what I focused on. And well, Vance, you can understand that.
Well, no, because Jonathan, you are 9 years but younger than I am. However, our careers in network marketing started exactly about the same time, or I should say our exposure to it, at the stage in our lives where we really could understand the concept that, hey, this is more than just, and I love your approach of, this isn't, you know, you got hundreds and thousands of dollars of extra discretionary, you know, income to just do with it whatever, to buy the latest car, the newest home on the block, you know, on and on and on. But to realize that this is an additional source of income, or as we've always said, a multiple source of income, that we're using to actually live, to survive, to pay our bills. And even more than that, what you're stating is that in order for you to have a secure job, you know, so many network marketers think that's, you know, the worst thing on the planet. However, if you're doing something that you truly love and you can pour your life into, it really isn't a job. That's more of a playtime that you actually get a paycheck for. And what I so appreciate about you already, and knowing what little I do know, is that your goal, your number one agenda, is to bridge the gap between our corporation, Nikan Inc., and us as wellness consultants in the field.
Absolutely, and the more we can bridge that gap, Vance, the more we're going to be successful. The more powerful as a company we'll be, because we'll be in sync and in line, and we'll be unified. And that's huge in this industry.
Well, and going back to what you originally said is that Ohana, am I pronouncing that correctly? In Hawaii,
Ohana.
Ohana means family, and exactly the few times that I've been to Hawaii, understanding that bond is immediately met once you make connection, once you start a relationship with another person, until one person says otherwise. And
exactly.
When wellness consultants become part of NECN, they are part of that NECN family, and it should go two ways, both directions. And so what, I'm curious, because we don't have time to go into the whole interview process of where you came from to NECN. But I know Kurt Foley has spent the last 7-8 months doing an extensive search as the president of NECN Global to find you. He obviously pulled that off. But what was it that attracted you? Because ultimately you had to make the decision to say yes. Why did you want to jump on board this incredible company that we're all a part of?
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a very valid question. I'm really glad that you asked that. You know, NECN Inc. has been a huge icon in network marketing culture and network marketing history. You know, for those of you who don't know, network marketing really has very few icons. People that have come into the industry and made a mark and put a stamp down and really kind of changed the way people talk and act and think. And NECN is actually one of those companies that have done that. They introduced the concept of a wellness, of just wellness period. And they really kind of curved or opened up or paved the way for a lot of other companies to follow. Now, because of being an icon in the industry, everybody knows about NECN. Let me rephrase that. Everybody's heard of NECN.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know NECN, but a lot of people have heard NECN. And, you know, I got to a point in my life, in my career, where I wanted a little bit more. I wanted to spread my wings a little bit wider, and I wanted to be in a place where I feel like I could give back and have more influence with the field and have more influence in the company and see what I could do to help direct that gap and bridge that gap than where I currently was. And when I had an opportunity, I wasn't looking, to be honest with you. I wasn't out there trying to look in the field, even though I felt this stage of discomfort. And a headhunter came up to me and asked me if I would be interested in interviewing with the company NECN. Well, yeah. I mean, NECN's an icon. Yeah, that's a no-brainer to me. Yeah, I'll interview with them. And then when they told me what the position was, I have to be honest with everybody, I was a little hesitant. I was a little daunting. I'm not an egotistical person thinking that I'm God's gift to network marketing by a long shot. I make mistakes. I put my pants one foot at a time, and my wife hates me every once in a while. I'm normal, I think. But I jumped at the opportunity thinking that I was reaching and I was out of my league, but what the hey, you know, we're going to go for it anyway. And when I jumped into this culture, or when I walked into this building, the instant feeling of something greater was upon me.
Wow.
Something more special, something that was bigger than what I've ever done before. And as I met with Kurt Foley, and as he outlaid the situation and what they're looking for and why they're interviewing and whatnot, you know, as a corporate guy, as a young corporate guy, I have to admit, you know, I was romanced. I was romanced by the idea, and I was romanced by the concept, and I was romanced by who we were. And I was romanced, more importantly, and this is where the field comes into play, because, you know, it's not necessarily so much about us, but about the field. The opportunity that laid before us. The opportunity and how quickly NECN could go back up on top, could become number one again, was so apparent and so vivid in my mind that I would be an idiot not to be a part of this. I feel so strongly that NECN is on the verge of explosion that I knew the momentum would happen And the thing about it is, Vance, and everybody who's listening, as a mortal human, I love the idea, but I hated the thought that maybe it was going to happen whether I jumped in weekend or not. And I couldn't stand the thought of it not happen, or of it happening without me. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to be a part of the energy. I wanted to be a part of the excitement. I wanted to be a part of the future of Niken and growth together, that in 10 to 15 years from now, we're all looking back and laughing and saying, oh, can you remember when we did this? Can you remember when we did that? Can you remember this? Can you remember that? Because there's so much momentum going on right now. There's an energy in my bones that it causes me not to sit still. I have natural energy as it is, but man, there is something exciting going on right now, and we're on the verge of a lot of things. And you know, a shameless plug. This is why, for all of you who are listening, it is so paramount that we all get to convention, that we all make that move to get there, because at convention, we're starting it all. We're getting the ball rolling. We're jumping in the deep end with 2 feet, and we're making the future happen. There are so many low-hanging fruit and low-hanging opportunities that are just right in our way that if we so choose to reach our hand out and pick them, we can just pluck them right off the tree. Now, I've been in the industry for over 14 years. I've seen a lot of companies come. I've seen a lot of companies go. I've seen a lot of cheap tricks, smoke, mirrors, and gimmicks. And one of the things that I can tell you is one of the things that attracted me to Niken is that Niken is the real thing. It is a real company based on real people, based on quality of products. I was talking with our CEO and global president, Kurt Foley, yesterday. And I know that a lot of people don't see this side of Kurt, but Kurt is a very passionate individual about what we do. And yesterday he looked at me and he said, you know what, if it's crap, I don't want to do it. If I can't be the best, we're not going to do it. If I don't feel good about products, we're not going to put them out. If I don't think that this is something, if I don't think this is something that can make an impact, I'm not going to produce it. I'm not going to put my name and Niken's name behind it. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible to see the passion behind Kurt Foley to say what kind of quality that Niken is going to continue to uphold. It's a phenomenal company with phenomenal leadership, you know, and all we're doing is, and all we have to do is shake the dust off, you know, see reality for what it is, see the opportunities that we can grasp and start going after those opportunities. And those opportunities are many, and I won't get into them right now because then you have no reason to get to convention, but get to convention, get the full story. You know, Vance, is what attracted me.
But Jonathan, and I appreciate the brutal honesty, because when you say that you have 14 years in the industry, the learning curve as someone in their early 20s, I was 24 when I started in Niken, and I'm sitting here doing the math and realizing you were 15 when I started in Niken, which I think is got Reed Nelson and I were talking about this the other day, and he said, Vance, I don't know much about Jonathan, but I had the opportunity to spend some time with him last week. And he said, I like what I see. He said, he may be young, but he's well experienced in what this industry is all about. And that being said, what is it that, because I know a couple years ago, I didn't check recently, but I kind of quote 2002 statistics on this, Niken was ranked among the top 100 network marketing companies in the world, and our ranking that year was number 57, and that was based on global sales. Okay, the majority of the people, the companies that are in number 1 to 56, they're not even in the North American market, which was fascinating to me because we would have no way to even compete with them. And not that it's all about a competition, but it just kind of gave me a different a base point. Going into the convention that takes place in less than 2 months, and I'd love to say that everybody on the line right now is already registered, but I would be completely egotistical in saying that you know, everybody who tunes into this call is already registered. You said it's imperative that we be there. Is it too late to make that decision?
To go or not? Absolutely
yes.
Not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Now is the perfect time to act. You know, tomorrow's successes will all depend on the actions of today. It is never too late. it is never too late to kind of say, oh, convention's passing me by, this, that. I promise you, you know, we still have the $125 prize. We still have those type of things going on. We have a lot of contest winners. In fact, this is the highest year ever of contest winners in the history of Niken. We have a lot of momentum going in. Last month, we created 17 new silvers, or should I say the field leaders created 17 new silvers. There's a lot of energy and momentum going on right now, and it's not too late at all.
Okay.
I know we want to feel like it is, but it's really not.
That being said, and I know that I knew the answer to that question before I asked, so I just want to throw it out there and remind folks that it's never too late to make the decision. Stacy and I were checking out airline tickets last night and figuring out, and having already been registered and actually having earned it. It was one of those things that we set a goal several months ago. We wanted to earn it. We earned it. And so we've got the two nights. We've got the two tickets. And we're going. I wouldn't miss it. We happened to be in Africa last year during the convention, and it's one of those things that, you know, we were upset that we missed it. But I've only missed two during my 19-year tenure with Niken. So it's imperative. We have to be there. Jonathan, what I know you will bring, based on what you've shared already, I know that what you will bring to this convention is not that you're orchestrating the whole thing, but you're working with the production team and what's going to be decided.
Yes,
it's
sure.
Not just about new products. You shared on the President's Club call last week that the motivation, the inspiration, the education that'll take place will be second to none. And I guess for me, having been to so many, in your opinion, what's going to make this one different for those of us who have been before? Why is it imperative that this one's going to be so unique and different?
Well, that is a very, very good question, Dan. And I want to let you know that I'm restraining my excitement and energy as we speak. let's see. I want to get up and pound the pulpit for a second. The thing about it is, Vance, is, look, to be open and candid, because I believe that's the only way we're going to get true business done. So if I have your permission to be open and candid.
Absolutely.
Then. The thing about it is one of the things that we are going to do or focus on convention, if I have a say in it, which I do, I want Niken distributors to know who they are. Who they are. They are part of a global movement. Yes, we've had a lot of distributors that have been in the industry longer than I've been alive, and longer than I've been in network marketing, and longer than, you know, than most. Very wise, very legacy type leaders, if you will. That's, you know, legacy leaders. But, you know, we get caught up in the stats sometimes. We get caught up in the, we were number three, now we're number 55. To me, that's a bunch of malarkey because I don't know the foundation of those stats.
Sure, sure.
You know, a lot of the companies that they throw out there aren't public companies. So how do they really know how much they're making or how much they know, you know, I don't understand the foundation of those and whatnot. So I don't really try and get caught up in them. But what I do know is that distributors that are with Niken are some of the best in the industry,
mm-hmm.
smartest in the industry, wisest in network marketing in the industry. And in a way, as I look around, I think that we get caught up a little bit in, you know, looking at the Joneses and comparing ourselves with the Joneses, when in all actuality, we're of a different class.
Sure.
We're of a different breed. We are a battleship, not a tugboat. And yet, I think oftentimes we compare ourselves to tugboats because they may have a little bit more shinier paint than we do, or they, you know, float around the harbor a little bit more than we do, but we are the tugboat. You know, one of the things the analogy that I like to often refer to when I think of Niken is the analogy of the savannah. You know, when you're on the savannah, one of the loudest animals, if not the loudest and most constantly heard animals, is the hyena. They're always chirping. They're always laughing. They're always making noises and using their words to intimidate. And to me, that's what other network marketing companies are. these small little hyenas that know they don't have anything much or don't have much to offer or whatnot, and so they're always chirping and laughing and hyping and using smoke and mirrors to tell, to try and get people's attention. But on the savannah, the hyena is the bottom of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that. And the only way that they can get what they want is by strength of numbers and by being loud and boisterous to try and intimidate people. Yet, Niken, to me, is a lion. Quiet, stealthy, powerful, respected, revered, and not too loud.
Mm-hmm.
The lions rule the savannah. They don't make a lot of noise, but when I tell you they roar, everybody stops and listens.
Absolutely.
And in my personal opinion, Niken is the lion. And this year at convention, I want us to roar. I want to send a shockwave through the industry that everybody now starts going, oh boy, we got something. Oh boy, you know, they're back on the move. Because there is so much, I don't know if we even have time to go into it all, but right now there is uneasiness in our marketplace. There is tension in our field where there are leaders out there that are not satisfied with their network marketing company, that are looking for a home, that don't want to be with a startup company, that don't want to be with somebody that doesn't have experience, that want to be with proven leadership. We are the perfect net to cast these fish. And what we need to do is establish ourselves, differentiate ourselves, and move into a position that allows ourselves to become very, very attractive. This is what convention is going to do. It is going to start the rock rolling down the hill. It is going to start the opportunity to give the field leadership talking points, belief, hope, faith, and power to go out there and ring the bell and say, everybody, listen to my message and call people to the beacon of hope that Niken really and truly is. It is an opportunity to give people hope. And I know that that is at the baseline a lot of who Niken is, our call to action, our belief, our relief that we offer. It's just a relief from the world that we think is and taps into the inner being of what could be if we applied ourselves.
You know, Jonathan, I think back to what we've seen just in the last few months with the whole unveiling of the Vital Wellness, with the Vital Packs, with the Vital Energy, everything about the Vital Income that can be earned, and going back to what you had originally discovered, your aha of this industry is that people are using this money to pay bills. And that was, you know, 14 years ago for you, understanding that this isn't about, you know, all the glitz and glamour. This is about the reality of right now in our culture. And we were with some dear friends of us last night, wellness consultants, and the husband, Tim, at one point said, when are we going to get to the point where we stop talking about the doom and the gloom? And these couple owns a very successful construction business. And he said, why can't we just go forward? And I thought to myself, you know, that's what it all is about. As wellness consultants, we every time we get a little bit of negativity, we seem to get derailed a little bit. But most of us, fortunately, most of us are smart enough and wise and mature enough to say, hey, the opportunity hasn't changed. It's only gotten better. And I love the fact that you're pointing out, and I love the fact that you kind of gave a little gentle rebuke of my numbers of what the industry is toting, because how do they base those numbers? How do they rank, you know, these companies, and do they just puff up the numbers to make themselves look better? I mean, we understand that the global giants that have been around for decades, going back to the 50s, the Amways, the Mary Kays, the Shackleys. But again, we have the best thing going as far as what the public is looking for as far as a solid, legit opportunity. And I respect the fact that you're saying that, you know, we're the perfect net to catch the big fish that are out there that are looking, that know better. This is not about a startup company that you can make $4,500 in the first couple of days or the latest jug of juice or potion or whatever. This is the real deal that gives us something. You know, I want to throw a quote at you that I learned from Paul Zane Pilger a couple weeks ago, listening to an interview of him, and get your feedback on that as we kind of wrap up our conversation here. But he said the first 10 years, looking at 2000 to 2010, the first 10 years of this decade or this new century, the greatest lack or the greatest deficiency has been in the arena of wellness products. And I heard that statement and I thought, you know, I beg to differ, Paul, because Neekin has really held their own on creating solutions that we can use in our home. And I know we're going to be introduced to new solutions at convention in 2 months. I know a little bit of what they are, and please don't call me. Kurt Foley last Saturday up at Dennis and Ruth Williams' house did announce to everybody that we're going to see more or additional colors of the sports band bracelets and necklaces, which I thought was great because I had my list of colors flashing through my head that nobody else would wear, but I think they'd be cool. But we know that more solutions are just around the corner, and I also know that that's not what drives our business. But based on that comment by Paul Zane Pilger, do you think that Neekin is positioned, that Neekin is poised much further ahead than, in your experience, and you're using your background to answer this, do you feel we're poised as opposed to what else is out there to really roar and to do it so just drastically that it sends a shockwave?
No question in my mind.
Okay.
And this is what I mean. Neekin, I know we like to tout the wellness industry and whatnot, but Neekin, in my mind, is so much more. We have so much potential that we haven't even begun to tap into, and we allow ourselves to get into a tunnel vision to try and compete with these other lotions and potions that are coming out, touting to be in the same stratosphere we are. They are not even close. First and foremost, no other company that I know of has the Masuda philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
The Masuda philosophy is power. The Masuda philosophy is the base of our existence. We are founded in the heart of an individual with one emotion being shared to another emotion. And I know that a lot of people try to touch the heart, but the Masuda philosophy is really out there about uplifting and bringing other people up to higher ground. No other company right now is really focused or has that as a foundation. And the power that is behind that is tremendous, because that is what is going to pull us up to higher ground. That is what is going to pull our negative energy and turn it into positive energy when we sit there and we say, you want to know what? I want to stop feeling sorry for myself and actually go out there and make a difference in somebody else's life. The Masuda philosophy is not about ourselves. The Masuda philosophy is about other people. And that right there is a breath of fresh air in our history. That point alone sets us so far apart from everybody else, it's unbelievable. Number two, the balance of the five pillars, without question, sets us apart from everybody else. So if you look at these five pillars of balance, so other many other companies are positioning themselves on only one or two, or they're out of balance. They want to be balanced. They want to have society. They want to have family. They want to have these, but they're positioning themselves to crumble at the end because they don't have anything substantial. You know, it's just like what we were talking about before. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the question, but as you can tell, Vance, I'm pretty passionate about this. the idea is simply this. The reason why we're positioned is exactly what you were talking about. We are the real McCoy. We are the real opportunity. We have a proven track record. We have a history of payout. We have a history of success. We have a history of proven field leadership. We have a history and a track record that is without comparison and equal. And so other companies know that this is without equal, and they can't compete on our longevity and legacy. They have to compete on something else by throwing money out there, by smoke and mirrors by promising success of $2,500, as you say, in their first month. But what they don't tell people is, you want to know what? A year from now, we may not be here. 2 years from now, we probably won't be here. And what we need right now, and what everybody needs, is a ship or port that they anchor up to, knowing that in 5, 10, 16 years, 20 years, it's still going to be around. And that port, that company, has their best interest in mind. That's the Masuda philosophy. Well, that's the five pillars of balance.
And Jonathan, Terry Latham made an excellent comment about our culture on the President's Club when he, you know, used the analogy of the McDonald's. We're all familiar with how terrible the food is and what it's doing to our bodies, and yet every time we drive by a McDonald's restaurant, if you want to call it a restaurant, I beg to differ. I have not been in one in 8 years. Just because
you can only like them in foreign countries.
Yeah, exactly. When you just can't find anything that looks edible. But even then, is it really edible? But Terry's comment was that every time he drives by one, that the drive-thru's always got a line of cars and the parking lot's full. Because people in our culture today want that instantaneous gratification, or they want the instantaneous solution. And there are a lot of other companies out there that are providing that, but it's not going to be there. And if you continue to eat McDonald's food for that instantaneous gratification over the next 6 months, even if you make it that far, you're not going to be around, or you're not going to like what you're looking at in the mirror. So I really appreciate your comments about that, that this is longevity. This is not something to make a quick buck, to make a big, you know, splash in the sky or a flash in the pan. This is for the long term. Jonathan, I know that you and your wife are in the process of attending Humans Being More when you can get all the details worked out. However, that being said, you are going to be out in the field in the next couple months meeting people face-to-face. I know I got an email from our group in Cleveland that you're going to be there. Off the top of your head, I know you don't have the schedule right in front of you. We can look it up online and see it on the events listing, but what are some of the cities that you're going to be in soon?
I'm Austin, Atlanta. We're going to be in Cleveland, and we're going to be in Spokane. We're going to be in Orlando, Miami. We are going to be in possibly Toronto. I'd love to get out to Washington D.C. and start solidifying our business out there. Off the top of my head, that's where we're at.
That's enough to get people started. So if you're near those cities or you know people in those cities, what I would encourage folks to do is look at the events calendar, see what's going on, and say, hey, I just heard this guy, Sherry. He's brand new to the company. He's got a lot of energy. I think you'll get a better understanding of what Neekin is and what I've been trying to share with you. Or just get out and, you know, check him out. Touch him. Give him a hug. Give him a high five and see what this is all about. One last thing that comes to mind. You mentioned the five pillars of health. You mentioned the Masuda philosophy. We talked about the convention. Looking back and looking forward at the same time, you're definitely in that crossroads. And I understand your passion and your excitement because you're chomping at the bit, ready to really roll up your sleeves and get to work. Is that we'll have an opportunity here in less than 2 months' time to get an understanding of what you will bring to us. And I think that's the core thing. Is there one thing that you see in your first few weeks there at the world headquarters, at the corporate office, that you're seeing that you're saying, you know, I know what I can do, and however, but my number one goal, my number one agenda is to do this for the field. Is there one thing that you really, really feel that, I'm not saying that it's been void of or there's a deficiency of, but thinking that you can say, yep, I, Jonathan Hallstrom, I can step up to the plate and I'm going to swing and it's going to be a grand slam and this is what it's going to be?
Without sounding egotistical, because I realize that as one individual, I'm nothing, but as a group, it's going to take the group to make this this happen and the synergistic effect of the team. But one of the things that I desire to do and one of the things I wish to do is just create belief, create or reach. Okay, I used the wrong terminology. Please forgive me. Belief.
Okay.
Create the hope. And for some to continue it on, that and recreate the reminder of how special, how unique, and then how incredible we are and truly are. My desire is to create an uneasy feeling in everybody else and an uneasy feeling in all of our distributors. And the uneasy feeling of which I'm referring to is, I got to tell somebody about this. It's like you have a secret. You have a secret, and it's driving you nuts that you have to tell somebody about it. That is what you want to start creating. We are the best kept secret in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
We have something that the world needs. Now, they can choose not to need it. I apologize. We have something the world needs, but they can choose not to use it. They can choose not to participate in it. But one of the things they can't choose is they can't choose not to need it.
Sure.
And we have a message. We have a beacon. We have an opportunity to give people a life that they're looking for, to give people products that they need and a financial income to back it up, to fund a life that they've always wanted. In each and every one of us, in my personal opinion, Vance, lies an innate desire to be great, to be better, to make our stamp, our mark on the world. And Neekin is the perfect vehicle that offers that opportunity to each and every one of us. I want immediately our field to know how loved they are, how much they're thought about, how special and unique they are, and to have a sense, a renewed sense, of opportunity. Because it is there, it is staring us in the face, and let me tell you, it is ours for the taking.
Well, I definitely backed you in the corner on that, and I don't apologize, because I wanted to see you put both gloves on and come out fighting, and you provided exactly what I was looking for, and I know that's echoed by the majority in the field, because we just simply want to know, not so much what you're going to bring to us, but who the partners that we get to work with, and I appreciate that, and I really do, and it's. For those of us who will be at the convention, we'll walk away with that understanding, and we're going to come home, and we're going to fire hose a lot of people. But that's okay, because we definitely, we've been kind of sitting in the batter's box, or, you know, the batting cage, or, you know, in the dugout, I should say. Some of us, you know, and I'll take full blame that we have not even picked up the bat, haven't even hit a few grounders. We're just kind of playing the game, but not really aggressively looking for that home run. And so, anyways, I really do appreciate your candor. Welcome on behalf of the group that's plugged into this call. I know they want to welcome you on board. We're looking forward to seeing you at some of these events around North America in the next few weeks and seeing you at the convention. And we all know, those of us who have experienced humans being more, how much you and your wife are just going to be completely aha'd by that two-day experience. So
we're looking forward to it.
So thank you very, very much on behalf of everybody. And I'm gonna bid you farewell, let you hang up. I've got a couple announcements, and then I'm going to wrap up the call. So Jonathan Holstrom has been our guest with us, and our Neekin's Vice President of Sales, and if for some reason you missed one of the details or you missed a quote and trying to write it down as fast as you can, you can go back and check out the recording at www.saturdayamlive.com and just scroll down until you see the name Jonathan Holstrom in bright red letters and just click on it and it immediately it'll start playing. And so thank you again, Jonathan. Appreciate it greatly. Have a fantastic Saturday, and we look forward to seeing you real, real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Vance. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and be a part of the Neekin family. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and God bless you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.